Major indices delivered a stellar quarter and first half of the year, with the S&P 500 up over 15% year-to-date and the Nasdaq up over 18%. Performance this year has largely been driven by a rally in tech stocks over the AI craze, as well as progress towards the Fed cutting rates this year. US inflation also continues to come down, with core PCE index, the Fed's preferred inflation metric, increasing in line with expectations and cooling to 2.6% year over year, down from 2.8%. News over the weekend showed the far right winning the first round of French elections with 34% of the votes. The market is responding positively this morning as the winning margin is less than expected, and a far right absolute majority looks less likely. Final results will depend on the second round of votes this weekend. Nike shares fell nearly 20% on Friday, after unexpectedly cutting their guidance, noting increased macro uncertainty, worsening forex effects, and softness in China. Management also acknowledged the lack of innovation, but aims to double the growth of their product pipeline by the end of 2025 as competition heats up in fitness and running categories. Looking at the week ahead, the US will have a shortened week on account of July 4th Independence Day on Thursday. The economic calendar will be dominated by labor market data, with JOLTS job openings expected to decrease and the closely watched non-farm payrolls expected to show a sharp pullback as the labor market softens. The unemployment rate is expected to remain unchanged at 4%. In addition, this week also includes the last month's FOMC meeting minutes on Wednesday, as well as Fed Chair Jerome Powell and ECB President Christine Lagarde speaking at the ECB Forum on Central Banking. On the political front, UK elections take place on Thursday, with the opposition Labour Party expected to win as they lead in the polls. This would end 14 years of Conservative-led government and remove Prime Minister Rishi Sunak from office. European inflation is also expected this week and is expected to decrease to 2.5%, down from 2.6%, supporting further rate cuts this year. Turning to South Africa, consumer confidence for the second quarter improved, with the latest reading being the highest in 18 months. This increase saw improved sentiment levels among low and middle income earners, while the sentiment of high income households remained unchanged. Private sector credit recovered in May, with loans and advances growing at 4.8% year over year, up from 3.1% in April. This growth was largely driven by a pickup in commercial credit, while household credit remained flat. Last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the new cabinet after intense negotiations over the past week. This announcement seems to be well received by the market, as the rand broke below 18 rand to the dollar this morning. In the week ahead, we expect the release of the Absa Manufacturing PMI for June. That's it for now. Have a great week.